Get down!
Charlie, I'm hit!
You'll never take me alive, coppers.
Where'd he get you?
My leg. It's my leg. I'm bleeding out, Charlie.
Come out with your hands up, Barrow!
I'm not Barrow!
There's no bullet hole.
I can feel it. Oh, the blood. Oh, my leg. It's all warm and wet.
Come quietly, and maybe we'll let you plea bargain.
You're not putting me behind bars.
Steve?
It's bad, isn't it? You can tell me.
It's bad, but it's not blood.
Then what? Oh.
Maybe you can start a lemonade stand.
Two more minutes, Barrow, then we're coming in.
I'm not Barrow. I'll never be Barrow.
Mr. Atwood.
Hold on, pig. Let me reload.
Mr. Atwood, we're from the agency. We got your postcard.
What happened to your pants?
He's excitable, like a Pomeranian.
All right, Barrow, time's up.
Is that a Tommy gun?
It's not the pinball wizard. Come on, Mr. Atwood, time to go.
Oh, what's the point? The whole point of this was her, Bonnie Parker. I was going to be her outlaw prince and she would be my bandit queen. But what happens? She only wants stupid old Clyde Barrow.
They're breaking down the door.
Just find a portal.
There should be one out back.
Well, should doesn't get us home. Go check it out.
Be right back.
Mr. Atwood, we've all got problems. My friend has a bladder control issue. I've got a divorce settlement that makes me crave the sweet embrace of bankruptcy. But we gotta go. This outlaw life just isn't you.
It's the only life I know.
You know, I kinda doubt that.
I paid for this trip with a brown paper bag full of cash.
What's your point?
I just robbed the bodega next door.
That was you?
Yeah.
Got any more of those ill-gotten gains?
Well, sure.
You know Annie Oakley? I think she'd be just your type.
Get him, boys!
Charlie!
Cheese it! It's the fuzz!
Sit right down, open up your ears, time to take you to a new destination. Tell you a tale that you won't believe. Gotta use a little imagination. Charlie and Steve both down on their luck, looking for a job to pay. Walking the streets, all help wanted sign, went in to see what they had to say.
You look like two nice guys. Come on in and we'll give you a try.
We're an agency here of the traveling kind. Call It's About Time.
I can't believe you sold that guy another trip.
What can I say? I'm on a hot streak.
No, I mean, it just seemed really irresponsible.
Irresponsible? The client had a specific need, and I had the wherewithal to fulfill it. That's capitalism. You calling capitalism irresponsible?
Don't get me started.
Hippie.
He's going to get himself killed.
Well, caveat emptor.
What?
It's Latin. Means buyer beware.
So you want to go to happy hour later? Dollar PBR toll boys at gas.
Can't tonight. Got a date.
Oh, sure. Maybe tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow's not looking great either.
Another date?
I don't know yet. Maybe Stephanie will want to do something. I don't want to tell her I already have plans, you know?
So things are getting pretty serious?
Maybe not as serious as I'd like, but...
I thought that maybe...
Hey, yeah. I should do something. Something, you know, spontaneous and romantic. Like surprise her at work. Cover for me, will you?
Well, looks like it's just you and me, Rick.
Oh, no, Mr. Steve. I'm taking the rest of the day off.
You have a date, too?
Not just one date. I've got 20. I'm going to the speed dating over at the Adult Learning Annex. You want to come along?
Tempting, but nah. Somebody should watch The Office. Have fun.
Well, you can tell by the way I use my walk, I'm a warmest man. No time to talk.
Hello, Charles.
Hello.
Hey, Lester.
Out for a walk in the middle of the day? Where are you headed? The unemployment office?
I'm going to the flower shop, if you must know.
Oh, really? Are you holding a memorial service for your dying business?
Get lost, Lester.
Your comebacks need work, Hyphen Bridge.
Hey!
Can I help you?
Yeah, can I have a dozen red roses, please?
Oh, Charlie, I didn't know it was you.
It's me all day.
Right. Well, I already have a dozen all put together. Here you go.
How much?
That'll be $18.
Here you go. Keep the change. Hey, doggy.
You know you're my favorite customer.
Aw, thanks a lot. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Hi, can I help you?
Oh, yeah. I need a ticket to ride. I'm thinking Rome. How's that sound?
Yeah, Rome. I mean, we can do Rome. Have you, I mean...
Is Anna around? I usually deal with Anna.
Yeah, she's out today. But so, you have been here before?
Don't wet yourself, dude. I've been here before. I know the deal.
Oh, okay. So you're looking for one of those Audrey Hepburn-type Roman holiday deals? I hear post-war Rome is even better in color.
Forget that. I'm a 20th century baby. I need a change of pace. I'm thinking classic Rome. When Caesar was more than just a salad. Before they turned the Colosseum into a quarry. When the fastest thing on the road was a chariot. I miss blood sports.
Blood sports?
Hockey season's over. I get bored.
Well, no problem. I'll get a postcard written up and get you on your way.
Oh, hell.
What is it?
My girlfriend was going to come with me, but she bailed. Okay, plan B. You're coming with me.
Plan what? Oh, no, I can't.
Haven't you heard the expression, the customer is always right?
Yeah, but I never really bought into that.
Well, you're buying this.
But someone has to watch the office.
Honey, before I walked in, you were doing exactly jack and crap. This is happening.
I'll lock up.
Hello. I'm here to see Stephanie.
What's the extension?
I don't know the extension. Can I just go back and find her?
Sir, that's a secure area.
For clothes?
We take security very seriously here.
That's great, but I mean, I'm her not exactly boyfriend with some very definite flowers. Can't you cut me a break?
Sir, if I ignored security protocol for every gentleman who arrived bearing flowers, this would not qualify as a secure facility.
For clothes?
I have a taser.
Maybe I'll just call her cell phone.
Cell phone use is strictly prohibited on these premises.
Of course it is.
Wow, this toga's really comfortable.
Yeah, really lets your junk breathe, right? Screw modern fashion.
Guess these guys knew what they were doing.
What's with the cummerbund?
How'd that get there?
Doesn't really help you blend.
I'll take it off. Weird.
What?
I think this is... I mean, it looks like my cummerbund. I mean, it used to be my dad's. See? There's this gravy stain that dry cleaners could never get out.
Here you are.
What's this?
They know me here. This is my usual.
Wow, that's good. What is it?
Limoncello. Just don't spill any. It'll look like you pissed yourself if any gets on your toga.
What? I would never... I mean, my bladder totally under control.
Calm down, Steve. Enjoy yourself.
Anything else?
Yeah, pepperoni pizza.
I'm a vegetarian.
That's okay. Nobody's perfect. Hold the pepperoni.
I don't understand. You want pizza?
Crackers and cheese. Great Jove, what year is it? Never mind. Look, just spread red sauce on round bread and melt some cheese on top. The kids will go crazy for it.
I'll see what I can do. Anything else?
Yeah, more limoncello. Flagon, carafe, ewer. Just bring the biggest receptacle you got.
At once.
She's a cute kid. So, what's your deal, Steve? I mean, the whole aging hipster thing? Sure. You seeing anyone?
No. Well, kind of. I mean, look, I'm not seeing anyone, but I am engaged. Does That makes sense.
It absolutely does not.
Yeah, I guess it doesn't. Now, we haven't, I mean, before now. Like, do you have the feeling like we maybe...
This isn't a date, Steve.
What? No, I never thought that. Forget it. I'm just trying to figure some stuff out.
It's cool. I get it. Some men go through an experimental phase.
No, it's not like that.
Look, maybe tomorrow, the next day, sometime after that, you ask me out. We'll see what I say. But right now, we're just hanging out. Cool?
Yeah, that's cool.
Your limoncello.
How's the cook doing with our pie?
He's doing his best.
Well, that's all you can ask of anyone. He got a brick oven back there?
Yes.
Tell him to use it. This place is going to be Rome's next big thing.
That's very kind of you to say. Would you like anything else while you wait?
Yeah. Bring us some bruschetta, will ya?
Bruschetta?
Gotta do everything myself in this era. Yeah, toast some bread, put some cut-up garlic and tomato on top, sprinkle on some oil and some herbs. Give it a shot, kid. I trust ya.
I will see what we have in the kitchen.
Long way from King Street, huh, Steve?
Yeah, it's so different here. And I mean, I never wear sandals at home. Burks sometimes.
You live in Charleston.
I ride a bike.
Ever drive a chariot?
No.
We are going to have fun today, Steve.
Yo, Steve! Guess who's back and ready for happy hour? Steve?
Where the hell have you been?
Hey, Anna! You seen Steve?
You didn't answer my question.
I didn't think you'd like the answer.
I'm running a business here, Charlie.
And you are doing a great job. You know, there was this thing I was reading about. It's a list. The 50 best places to work in South Carolina. I was going to circulate some surveys around here. Get us on there.
Charlie, I'm not some Daniel Island software company that needs to intimidate my miserable employees into saying how awesome I am. I don't even set very high expectations here. I just expect you two to be physically present and at your desks during regular business hours. Why is that so challenging?
You might be just a little intimidating right now.
Charlie!
Anna, I'm just trying to find creative ways to expand the business.
Are those flowers?
For you, in appreciation of all your hard work.
God, I hate roses. They're thorny, they smell, and the petals get everywhere.
So, tulips next time?
You don't know where Steve is either.
Did I say that?
I'm not getting pulled into one of your conversational loop-de-loops, Charlie. Wherever Steve is, find him and get him back to his desk pronto. You two are working late tonight.
Oh, come on, Anna. What are we really going to get accomplished staying a couple of hours late?
Oh, you're staying for more than a couple of hours.
But doing what?
I'll think of something.
Wow, you weren't kidding about blood sports.
Are you not entertained?
Yeah, I mean, I saw this fight at a Bruins game once, but this...
Yeah, hockey would be even better if they were skating around with nets and tridents.
Ooh, reminds me of Stan Jonathan.
You okay? You look flushed.
Ooh, I never realized Rome was so hot. I mean, it makes sense, but... Whew.
Have some more of this.
I don't know if I should. I've kind of had a lot already.
Steve, you gotta stay hydrated in all this heat.
Yeah, but this is alcoholic.
It's basically lemonade.
Lemonade on steroids?
Yeah, that would make this even better.
What's that?
Steroids? Gladiators on PEDs? That would be off the chain. Did you see that? Right through the face! You don't see that on ESPN.
Maybe I will have another drink.
That's the spirit.
Meat on a stick, I hear? Meat on a stick. Citizens, can I interest you two in some tasty meat on a 100% disease-free stick? Did I say disease-free? Why did I even mention disease? No one has ever gotten sick. Eating off a stick. 1 for 3, Caesars. 2 for 5. What do you say, citizens?
I'm a vegetarian.
A eunuch? It's okay. I sell it to everyone.
What kind of meat is that, buddy?
A chicken.
Tell you what. Take a couple of those, dip them in egg, roll them in breadcrumbs, pour some red sauce over the top, and then melt some cheese on top.
Oh, what is that?
Chicken parmesan. Trust me, it's gonna be huge.
I'm a vegetarian.
Okay, you got eggplant? Never mind. Get an eggplant, slice it up, do the same thing with that for him.
See, this thing, that sounds delicious, but I...
Look, go down to the kitchen, make that happen. There's 10 Caesars in it for you.
At once, citizen!
And have someone get us some more limoncello while you're at it.
Eggplant parmesan isn't really ballpark food.
Nah, you know what they say. When in Rome. Son of a turd burger! Did you see that? Little dude cut big dude's leg off. His whole leg! Man, I'm hungry.
I just became a little more vegetarian.
What do you mean it's last call? I just got here.
I don't make the rules, Charlie.
Well, give me Mr. Follywood. I want to give him a piece of my mind.
There's no Mr. Follywood, Charlie.
Oh, you say that now, but one night you'll slip up and I'll meet the man behind the curtain.
What'll you have?
Something to wash the pain and humiliation away, Erica.
We have that.
Thanks, and leave the bottle, will you?
That's only in the movies, Charlie. Besides, you couldn't afford it.
Don't tell me what I can afford. That's the bank's job.
Pretty flowers.
You want them?
7:30, Charlie.
It's not like that. I have a totally age-appropriate squeeze, and you know it.
Seeing is believing, Charlie.
Yeah, she was busy tonight.
Here, another one on the house.
Thanks.
Rough day? Want to talk about it?
I blew off Steve for Stephanie, who blew me off. And then I got stuck collating files for 6 hours alone. And I don't even know what collating means.
What did you do then?
Shuffled some things around and looked serious, mainly.
Story of my life. Here's your bill.
Thanks. Oh, rats.
What?
I must have left my wallet back at the office.
How many times have I heard that before?
I'm serious. Put it on my tab, will you?
That tab is starting to resemble the GDP of a small Caribbean nation, Charlie.
Yeah, I know. I'm really exotic. See you later.
We got any more limoncello?
You drank it all.
Oh, that can't be right.
You're holding the empty flagon.
I am. I am. This flagon's defective.
They are refillable, you know.
Where's the all-night limoncello parlor? We should go there.
I don't think they have those.
You should invent it, like you did with pizza and eggplant parmesan and gelato.
I can't take credit for gelato.
You got some gelato?
No.
I'm hungry.
Try this.
Oh, this is the most amazing thing I've ever tasted. What is it?
Pancetta. It's like Italian bacon.
Oh, you got any more?
I don't walk around with pancetta in my pocket, Steve.
Are you sure? Let me check.
Hey!
Here's some. Oh, this tastes like paper. Is it like tofu pancetta?
It's a postcard.
Who needs this? Where to next?
There's an inn I usually stay at. It's about a mile from here.
And we're gonna what? Walk there like some kind of surf peasants? Hey, whose chariot is that?
I don't know. Probably some...
Trick question. It's ours now.
What are you doing?
I am driving this chariot. See? This guy's with me.
You're crazy.
Get in. Hi-yo, Silver. Away. Hey.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips.
And there's no tenderness like before in your fingertips.
You're trying hard not to show it, baby.
But baby, I know it.
You lost that love and feeling. Whoa, that love and feeling. You lost that love and feeling. Now it's gone. Whoa.
You two miss karaoke night or something?
Oh, it's just something from our old Navy days.
You two were in the Navy? Like, you were sailors?
The best of the best.
No swabbing the poop deck for us. We were pilots.
God, I miss beach volleyball.
They made a movie about it. You probably hadn't seen it.
Look, I came in here looking for my wallet, and there was a postcard that must have come through the mail slot. Looks like it's time to put my rescue pants on. More like your rescue toga. This one's for ancient Rome.
Looks like your hipster sidekick needs some help.
What? Steve needs a rescue? Well, what are you waiting for? Get me between those sheets.
I thought you'd never ask.
Look, just bring me a tube-fried pastry dough with some ricotta and sugar in the middle. I call it a cannoli. Trust me, people will flip for it.
Steve!
Charlie, what are you doing here? Let me get you this new drink I invented. It's called a cappuccino.
There's no time for coffee. You're in trouble.
I am?
You are.
I don't think I'm in trouble.
But the postcard?
I don't know what to tell you.
What about the client?
She's on a limoncello run.
She?
Calm down. It's just casual for right now.
For right now?
We stayed in separate rooms last night. No hanky-panky. You know the great thing about limoncello? No hangover.
I still say the only surefire way to avoid a hangover is to eat bacon right before you go to bed.
Yeah, but I'm a vegetarian, remember?
Yeah. So, you really don't need any help?
Not really. What's with the bow tie? Doesn't really match the toga.
The what? Where'd that come from?
Philip trying to doll you up a bit.
This is a brackish. Didn't your mom send you one of these a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, fancy.
Fancy weird.
Have a quick cuppa before you leave?
Leave? Oh, yeah. No, thanks. I guess I'll just find a portal and go home then.
Yeah, pretty sure there's one around here. See ya.
Yeah, see ya.
I got the limoncello. Who was that?
Just some guy I used to know. Should we really be drinking this early?
You want to risk getting blood in your alcohol stream?
Absolutely not.
Come on. Coliseum's got a morning show. It's like legs and eggs times 1,000.
Woohoo! When does the show start?
Soon. Christians versus lions. It's kind of a classic.
Yeah, I never liked organized religion either.
Here we go.
There he went.
That was it? What a rip!
Well, there's more where that came from, right?
I'm going in.
What?
We came here for an awesome fight with a lion. Guess I'll have to make it happen myself.
I don't think that's such a good idea.
He's busy eating that Christian. The guy's spear is sitting right there. He'll never see me coming.
But...
Too late. Hey, Simba! Over here! Time for me to teach you about the circle of life. Here, kitty, kitty, kitty.
Have you ever been blown off by your best friend, Erica?
I'm not big on friendship. You're born alone, you die alone. Everything in between is just coercion and manipulation.
Yeah. I miss Steve, too.
It ate her. It ate her all up.
Steve! What happened?
She was completely eaten. Totally. All the way.
Erica, get this man some alcohol, stat.
This is an ER, and you're no George Clooney.
And you're too young to make that reference. Make with the booze.
Here you go.
Thanks. I needed that.
What happened? Talk sense.
It was horrible. She jumped out of the stands and went after the lion, and then it was like you with a plate of chicken wings.
Yeah, even I'll admit that's a pretty savage sight.
Charlie, what am I going to do? I can't go back to jail.
What are you talking about, jail?
Dead client in the past, no explanation? This never ends well.
You said she was eaten.
By a lion, yeah.
Oh, well, you're fine then.
How am I fine?
habeas corpus.
What the flip does that mean?
It's Latin, means you shall have the body.
How does that help?
No body, no crime. No crime, no time.
But are you sure?
Anybody else see her coming to the agency?
No.
So you're worried about nothing. Have another drink.
Okay.
Here you go.
This is good. What is it?
1 ounce gin, 1 ounce Grand Marnier, 1/2 ounce orange juice, 1/2 ounce lemon juice, a perfect red lion.
Oh, God.
Too soon, Erica. Too soon.
Two nice guys getting real sci-fi, making trouble of an ancient kind. If you get impatient, just keep in mind that it's about time.
Thank you for listening to the Cardinal James Show's production of It's About Time. Please visit itsabouttimetravelagency.com and join our listeners club. Members will have the opportunity to win It's About Time merchandise, in addition to getting advance notice of upcoming events. And if you enjoyed the show, please go to iTunes and leave a review. Doing so will help spread the word and build our listener community. It's About Time, Rome If You Want To, starring Charlie James and Stephen Cardinal, was written by Douglas Clinton and featured the voice talents of Douglas Clinton, Rob Britt, Raul Ceballos, Deb Britt, Becca Anderson, Sarah Wallace Craven, and Layla Auld. Sound editing by Charlie James. Artwork by Sheila Kern.